Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 237 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the minor super ability section, but it's just about over. We're on the last page of it, and we've saved one of the strongest minor super abilities for last. This is underwater abilities. This is your classic Aquaman power set, basically, or Namor, you know, any of those heroes who belong underwater. They live underwater. They get a few powers when they come to the surface, but they're real badasses when they're back beneath the waves, fighting all that ocean crime. But, you know, let's just cut right to the chase with the fundamental problem here. These are Aquaman powers, and Aquaman is fine. Aquaman used to be a stupid character, and then he got a lot better. It's cliche to dump on Aquaman for being the worst super friend. It's equally cliche at this point to harp on about how much he has become an overcompensating badass in the meantime, growing out the beard, getting the hook, being a king, being a leader of fishmen. At this point, the character has been thoroughly rehabilitated. Okay, settled. We don't need to talk about that. There's a reason that Aquaman has been on this arc, though, why it's taken kind of his whole comic book career to get him into a more usable position. And the reason is that there's a fundamental conflict with underwater characters, especially in a team context. All their important shit happens underwater. It's where their powers are most powerful. It's where their NPC cast will tend to be. And that's just a different sphere from, like, the relatable human world that we're familiar with and that other heroes operate in. Superheroes work best in cities because you got all this crime, you got all these exciting places to go, locations is very different, there's all this variety. You got other superheroes to cross over with, supervillains, you got things to steal. I mean, this is an important part of the superhero genre. There are no banks underwater. What are criminals doing down there? To solve this problem, naturally, especially if it's the Silver Age and comic books are still for dumb babies, you got to have the land of Atlantis where there's underwater banks and they keep sea dollars in there. And then here come the sea criminals to break in. And here comes Aquaman to fight him and chase him down the sea streets, call the sea police on him. And now we're right back to generic superhero, except it's harder to do crossovers with him, especially if he can't breathe effectively on land, which fortunately this power averts. If you take underwater abilities, you can breathe equally well, indefinitely, on land or underwater, which, thank God, that was the thing that always screwed up Aquaman, like in the Justice League in the old days. Just a terrible idea. This thing that he can only be out of the water for like an hour. I prefer my personal retcon where Aquaman made that shit up when he first met the Justice League just to avoid them. You know, they all got together to fight Starro or whatever. And, you know, here's Arthur Curry, the fucking king of Atlantis. And he's looking around. And it's like, okay, Superman is a doofus. Batman is an asshole. And then Flash has the brilliant idea that, hey, let's all team up. And Aquaman is like, you know what? That sounds great. I got the communicator. Thank you. Superman, wonderful to meet you. Batman, it's been great. Hey, Guy Gardner, super cool that you were chosen to represent Earth to the cosmos. But here's the thing. I can only breathe on land for an hour. It's been about 45 minutes. You know, like parking at the beach this time of year. Are you kidding me? I have to go. I'm afraid I can't stay for like the meeting, but I will see you all the next time the fate of Earth depends on it, and not before. Goodbye. Splash. It's the perfect lie. Honestly, if people thought I had to return to the ocean every hour, my life would be a lot easier. But the underwater abilities character doesn't have any of that baggage. They can go above water, below water, whatever. But their greatest powers do rely on being under the sea. They get a bunch of swimming proficiency, although not as much as you'd think. After a few levels, a trained swimmer is actually better than the underwater abilities character. In terms of their like percentile to swim. Extraordinary strength. You get a bonus to strength when you're underwater. Your SDC increases so much. A character with underwater abilities gets 40 extra SDC on land and 100 extra SDC underwater. 100 SDC. That is so much SDC. Bonuses to strike, bonuses to parry, bonuses to dodge. And so fast. Listen, your speed is quintupled underwater. And not quintupled from swimming speed. Quintupled from land speed. You can swim 5 times as fast as you can run. That is very fast. And that multiplier can get you in trouble, as we'll see later. But, of course, the problem is, While this makes you pretty badass, pretty strong and tough and fast, it only works when you're underwater. So if you want to use your big power, you gotta strong arm the rest of the group into going on undersea adventures with you, which is maybe not the coolest thing to do in a group role-playing environment, especially when everybody's got random powers. So a lot of these characters, their superpowers may not work underwater. So it's a potentially powerful ability, but it is somewhat problematic to use in play, unless you take advantage of one of my favorite loopholes in all of Heroes Unlimited, and it is laid out in black and white on this page. You would think, if you're playing an alien who's like a fish alien from a fish planet, and then you roll underwater abilities, you would think, hey, lucky me. Finally, against all odds, the dice have come up in my favor, and I'm a fish person with fishy powers. It's almost like my character makes sense. How can this be in a Palladium role-playing game? Well, it can't be, as it turns out, because, quote, aquatic aliens with this power reverse it, meaning they are an underwater creature with whatever natural underwater abilities they normally possess, who can now function on dry land, e.g., underwater abilities become surface/land abilities. Yes, that's right. If you are a fish person and you roll underwater abilities, you fucking reverse the polarity on underwater abilities, and they become surface abilities, and you become Landman, strange alien from a fish planet, exiled from his fish planet for his strange propensity for running on the grass and the dirt. And you have all your normal fish powers, but in addition to that, you get bonuses whenever you're on dry land. Bonuses whenever you're on dry land. Don't worry, GMs, the power balance will be maintained. This character's speed is only quintupled in the rare event that your adventure takes place on the surface of the Earth. Now get this. If you are a humanoid aquatic alien, a fish person, your underwater speed is 3d4 times 10 already. That's an average of 75 speed. Remember, the human average is 10. You're already swimming over 7 times as fast as a regular person can run. But suppose you're not just a regular fish person. You are Landman with mysterious land powers. You take that swim speed and you quintuple it on the surface. If you also take the running skill, this is nuts. Because remember, the running skill improves your speed attribute, which improves your swimming speed, which in turn improves your running speed in exponential fashion. You could easily end up with a surface speed well over 400 this way. That's hundreds of miles an hour, faster than the extraordinary speed like speedster character, all because of your fish powers. The problem here is the multiplier, and the multipliers stack. Like, remember, if you're a mystical bestowed character, let's say you're, you know, a regular fish person on your fish planet, maybe someone with a tragic physical flaw. You had fin rot. And so you were chosen by your planet's version of Cthulhu, you know, like a mysterious creature who lives in a mysterious surface city where no one can go, chose you to gain the ungodly powers of walking on land and breathing air. That would quintuple your speed again, because mystical bestowed characters get x5 speed. You could get your speed up to, what, 2,000? We're talking about a supersonic fishman here, and a fishman who is going to have a very hard time explaining his deal to human criminals. There's going to be a lot of supervillains browsing your Wikipedia page trying to figure out, like, okay, so he's a fish guy, but he runs really fast. He's weak in the water? No. It says here, under weaknesses on his Wikipedia page, no, he's actually strong underwater. He has underwater powers, but he's even stronger on land because he's an exile from the fish planet, because he originally was a fish guy, but then he got superpowers, and now he's got like the proportional running ability of, you know, a prairie dog or whatever. Underwater abilities is dumb in a different way, where like it kind of forces the group underwater with you to have underwater adventures. But the dumbest thing has got to be this special provision that if you happen to be a fish person, and the odds are very slim, you have to randomly roll fish person, right? From the alien power category. Once again, aliens get to have all the fun here. But if you're an alien, and if you're from a fish planet, and if you roll the underwater abilities power, then you kind of hit the jackpot and you get Aquaman powers, except they apply whenever you're on land instead of when you're underwater. So you're just an awesome badass all the time. 100 SDC, running around at Mach 3, huge cloud of dust behind you, just a trail of weird footprints and confused criminals. Why are you so fast? Because I'm a fish man. No time to explain. truly a bizarre corner case. One of my favorite little like byways of the rules in Heroes Unlimited. This one narrow path to becoming a super fish man. Join me next time as we begin the major super abilities and ironically discuss a much less impressive superpower on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.